are now tuned in to the Peace King Podcast.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Come on, man.
I go by the name of Hungry HD.
Yes, sir.
And to my left, I have the incomparable.
Strum Maurice.
You know, we come together to form the Peace King Podcast, man. Where we talk about health, wealth, relationships, and whatever else we feel like.
Come on, man.
And on that note, let me start by saying,
hold up.
Peace. King.
Hey, we in the game, coach. You know what I mean, bro? Yeah, we in. I had to get my drink, though. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, man, this is the time, my G. We rolling, we rocking in the new setting.
Yes.
You know, we got to keep it switched up. We got the bar set up right here in the middle for ease to keep the libations live. You feel what I'm saying? Libating. But yeah, man, at the end of the day, regardless of the setup, how we do these things, I'm going to bet on us that we're going to make it happen.
As you should.
By any means necessary.
Absolutely.
And that just leads straight to the first topic. I gotta give a salute, you know what I'm saying? A man like Ryan Garcia, the boxer, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like Devin Haney?
Devin Haney, yeah.
Come on, man. Hey, he gave him that work, you know what I'm saying? It was a little minute ago, but he gave him that work. But the reason I'm bringing it up is because my man bet on himself.
Yeah.
Just like I'm gonna bet on Peace King Pod to come through with the entertainment, we're gonna give y'all something to view and something to like and something to love.
Absolutely.
My man bet on himself. Two M's, bro. $2 million and won $12 million. I don't know who at the door, but it sounded good. That was money at the door. He said, I'm gonna bet on myself $2 million and he got 12. And I just brought that up because I think there's a lesson right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you put in the work, you will have more confidence in your craft. But you have to put in the work. You feel what I'm saying? My man was putting in work, and he was confident in his craft. Confident so much so that he put up $2 million. And he got six times that in return.
Yeah.
Come on.
Shout him out, man. Listen.
It's a beautiful thing, man.
It's a certain level of dedication, you know, grind and faith, you know, higher level.
Big facts.
You gotta have to do that. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that can apply all walks of life. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You know? Like you said, it applies to us with the pod and everyday life. And I feel like that's part of the problem with people. People don't believe enough in themselves and in their dreams. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, big facts, big facts. I mentioned it on live recently. Some of them might have missed that one, but a book by Grant Cardone about the 10 times factor. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh,
and
he was
talking about the differences between, like with very successful people, or the difference between regularities and having great success, he believes, is the 10 times rule. Mm. The 10 times rule is whatever you want to achieve, do that, practice at that 10, and put the key word here is effort. Put in 10 times more effort into that than the normal person who's doing it. And if you do that, it's almost guaranteed you'll be successful.
Mm.
And that's almost any endeavor. It's across the board. You could say, so for Ryan Garcia, for example, he's a boxer. He's gearing up for a fight. He got the 10 times rule. The standard person who will be getting ready for a fight will do X, Y, and Z. I'm going to do 10 times that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to lose that way. You know what I'm saying? Because you never know. That's the thing. When you're working towards something, when you take time off, you got to always remember that somebody working.
You know what I'm saying?
Somebody's doing, putting some type of work in. When you resting, they working. You know what I'm saying? When you eating, they working.
Come on, man.
Like, whenever you take your time away from the work somebody else is working at, that doesn't mean to go overboard and run yourself into the ground, but it's also motivation. So, because sometimes when you procrastinate and sometimes when you know you could be doing something, but you're not giving your all, snap yourself out of it.
Indeed.
Right? And go ahead and get to it.
Indeed. Yeah. Putting forth a lot of effort, you can still have balance.
Yeah.
I like to believe. You cut out some of the fat. You cut out some of the scrolling on the social medias. You cut out some of the gaming if you're a gamer. You cut out some of the binge watching if you don't have to binge watch right now. You know right. what I'm saying? Like, things along those lines. It's cutting out some of those not necessary things. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the studio audience. We're in the building.
Shout them out.
But yeah, you cut out some of those, and then you in there. You give it 10 times more effort. That's a great point, though. Yeah. You don't want to work yourself to exhaustion. You know what I mean? Be smart with this here thing. But I like the fact that he bet on himself because he likely put in Matt's effort, and we in there. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that's sports.
Right.
We said this words all through our life.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, question, would you bet on talking relationships? Would you bet on your romance game? They say the fellas don't be romantic out here in these streets. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I wager a pretty penny. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean, I put a nice little penny down.
Yeah. Hey, man. Hey, ladies, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? He might be able to get the fellas some tips out here in these streets. You know? Yeah. It's something that I've challenged myself. Yeah, pause. No ditch. It's something that I actually challenged myself to do. Just even coming up with ideas and stuff. Yeah, I like to write notes, things like that. And shout out to the homie, Vajor. She had a list of things that she crafted together, like a cheat sheet, if you will. Okay. I think she calls it a cheat code.
Okay.
Gathered that up, purchased that actually, and got some good content in there. I won't reveal, you know, a lot of the things that she mentions in the book, but some of the indoor romantic ideas and the outdoor romantic ideas, and regardless of the stage you are in your relationship, just meeting the person or in the full-fledged marriage for years, these are some great ideas. And I think you can still apply effort to that. It's effort and creativity. It's like a balance of the both. Effort, creativity, and knowing your partner.
Mm.
Knowing the person that you're with.
I'm not going to lie. You just put that perfectly, really. I think those elements right there definitely sum it up. I mean, when you think about the breakdown of it all, right? So I feel like, and as men, I would just, you know, implore us more to take the pride off for a second. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Take your pride jacket off. You know what I'm saying? Take your cool hat off.
Mm.
And go study the arts, man. Go study your arts, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, go big tap facts. In. Yeah, it's resources. So I feel like a lot of men aren't necessarily naturally romantic. And a lot of times, as a lot of stuff that happens, right, can stem from upbringing. If you're one of the people that maybe didn't have a dad in the home, so that you don't have an example. If you had a dad in the home, but he was kind of rough around the edges and didn't really have that aspect, so he didn't pass it down to you, same thing. So, right, like, if you have, now, especially in this day and age, right, social media, different accounts, you get it directly from the source. Like, you have women that'll give you, you know what I'm saying, give you free game. I mean, maybe not be free, might have to pay for it. But either way, it's still game. Yeah, you know what I'm saying, right? So you pick up those tools, and what's wrong with that, right? Educate yourself. You know what I mean? Yeah, add to the bag.
Big facts, man. You know, it makes me think about it. It's mind-boggling to think of there's men out here, fellas out here, young men out here who will study a game that other men play and know that game inside and out. They not getting paid from it. They reap no benefits from it besides entertainment. And they don't even study their lady.
Yeah.
They know the game. They know football. They know different routes. They know this, that, and the third. And they don't even know their lady body.
I'm not gonna lie. That's a solid point. That's a solid point. Cause if you could do like a super Hadouken finishing combo, but can't find your girl clit, that's a problem. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a problem, man. You know, the last time I checked, the Xbox and PlayStation controllers, they got like 55 buttons on that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you hitting all of the combinations and you can't even find the G.
Back in my time, I remember back in the day, it was just
all
like
that dexterity you got going on. You ain't,
it was just up, down, left, right. Right.
You got all that dexterity. The control. Gaddy, nigga, shawty, all these out listen, like that. Crazy behavior.
I mean, hey, listen. I might be a gym for the ladies, man. Maybe that's the thing. When you're talking to them, you might need to put it in terms of like a controller. You know what I'm saying? Xbox controller. Maybe if you give it to them like that, teach them how to work around, find his way. Maybe he'll take to the tips a little bit more.
They're going to make like a PC first player, role player game to like the maze on a woman's body, and they got to find the different body parts, and they don't go to the next level.
New Peace King product.
Come on, man. Add it to the app. You know what I'm saying? Or even like a baseball. Like, you got to go to first base, but the first base, you got to have the checkpoints, the knowledge points.
That's mean. I'm not going to lie. Come on, man. The updates on this app is crazy. I'm not going to lie.
We helping the young bros out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you can name all of the stats from Wembanyama. You know what I'm saying? And I was trying to come up with something super clever, bad pass about Wembanyama, but you can't win Ben. I don't know. That day, I wish I had something. I was going to say better. I was going to do something. But yeah, Wembanyama, for y'all who don't know, is 7'4" cat that played for the Spurs. Oh. But you know all his stats.
I'm about to say, but you can't.
But you don't even know what your lady like or dislike.
Yeah, nah. It's bad out here, man.
We gotta refocus ourselves. And basically, the reason why I'm speaking on it, because that is, I'm gonna add on, she didn't say this in the thing, but I'm gonna say the triad of romance here. We're gonna say the triad of romance. You know what I mean? If romance was a stool, there's three significant legs that keeps romance up.
Okay.
And that is effort, creativity, and knowing your partner.
Bing bong.
Come on.
Listen.
I didn't think about this beforehand. I don't know what it is.
It's Peace King Pod. That's what it is. I don't know. Like, if you don't know by now, you know what I'm saying? You'll never ever know me, I guess. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You never ever know me.
Come on. We talking about romance over here. You feel what I'm saying? You gotta sing to it sometimes.
You got to. Very, very strong points though. Strong points. You know, and like I said, man, there's so many resources, man. I mean, you know, a lot of like we brought them up so many times, but a lot of the intimacy coaches and, you know, or sex coaches, whatever, have been, you know, women that I've come across on Instagram, and they talk more to a different aspect of things, but I'm quite sure because I've seen them in passing. You know, ones that, you know, speak to men specifically and giving them different game.
Yeah.
So I can't stress that enough, man. Just tap in. You know, people sometimes get embarrassed about certain things, so that makes them apprehensive about reaching out. But anything that's going to help you move forward, I don't know why you wouldn't at least give it a try. Tap in, because clearly you don't know what's going on. You don't know what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? I don't claim to be, as much as I said I put money on my romance game, I don't claim to be the most romantic person in the world.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure there's still room for me to grow.
Yeah, I definitely got room for improvement. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We words of progress over here. So that's that. All right, so y'all know what it is then.
Yeah.
It's that time.
Talk about it.
Yeah, you know I mean, before we go to break, you know what I mean? I know we fast with this one right here, you know. I mean, let me pause for a second. First off.
Pause.
Let's address the elephant in the room.
Let's do it.
We got on pink.
We do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Man, talk the swag air. How like the swag air and the non-planning. This is crazy. It's like y'all don't even believe.
They won't believe it.
They probably thinking like, it ain't October. It ain't Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Like, what it is? Like, what's up with the pink? Happenstance. Coincidence, probably. Yeah. Coincidence. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
special guest on the podcast.
Special guest, for real. Where we at? We outside? Like, what is going on here?
I don't know where that joint came from.
Shout out to whatever. Just playing. Yo,
PKP featuring the Bug's Life. Yeah, you know what I mean? I don't know what the bug name on the Bug's Life for.
But what are you wearing though, bro? What are you wearing, my G?
Listen, man, you know, this is obviously, you know, this is the bubblegum pink, man, from StayHungryCloth.com with the matching dad hat, man. Yeah, but you know, I definitely want to say happy Mother's Day to all the moms
out there.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why we wore it. That's why I was saying.
Yeah. And listen, This was definitely not planned. I just like y'all seen mad episodes before where we got coordinated covers. I said this before too. They probably still don't believe us, but we've never planned.
Never planned
outfits. Like we just show up with what and we just do what we do. But oh, I gotta mention this too, just in case. I don't know. Time's running out very quickly, but if you got time, I do have a Mother's Day raffle going on for Sweet Renaissance.
Do that.
SweetRen.com, man. I'm shipping a free 9-inch deep dish cheesecake. No matter where you are in the country, I got the shipping cost. I'm going to cover it. I'm going to pay for it. All you got to do is buy a $5 raffle. And if your raffle get called, then you got it. I might add some extra goodies on there.
Come on now.
Because we've been doing this for the past 3 years. Now, usually I add more on to it. So I might add some extra to it this year, too.
That's sweet potato cheesecake. $90
value, man. You know, buy your raffle, tap in. Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. Do that. Yeah. Do that, man. And keep it a pick alive. Troy Maurice. You already know what it is. TroyMaurice.com.
Talk to him.
Yeah, I mean, several different colors there. And then, like, I got to give a shout out to the Dad Gang again because it's just something I'm super proud of. And I like the way they ask me feeling. You know what I mean?
That's fine.
I don't get paid for that promotion. Dad Gang, holla at me now. All right, we in the game, coach. We in the game. Shout out to the pimp. All right, boom. King's Corner, a.k.a.
You're bugging.
Mm-hmm. All right? What is it? I saw something today, and it is what it is. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many men, but it's a hypothetical. It's a you're bugging if you chose one of the options. I saw this option. It said $500,000 or dinner with angel. $500,000. I don't care what name you say after that. $500,000.
Yeah,
I think those are the most. It's an angel Reese. Number one, she's a kid. Okay, she's like 19 years old. Like, what are you? If you're a grown man, you're entertaining that. That's crazy. And which is another crazy thing. It's like they be posting a galore, and they be the dudes to be like, I'm like, y'all cats is nasty, bro. What I'm gonna do with a 19 year old?
Yeah, a lot of dudes like they lose sight of that. Well, I don't know if they lose sight or not.
I'm just playing. That's disgusting. It's a joke. And I'm 37 years old.
Oh, I didn't even catch the joke. I wasn't even looking. I don't know what happened.
I asked my own question.
Oh.
With a look. I'm like, well.
Oh, yeah.
Nah. That's a kid. You got to relax. $500,000.
Oh, yeah. $500,000 all day. Even when it started with $500,000 on dinner with Jay-Z. $500,000, fam. Thank you very much. Listen. It's The Rock, you know what I'm saying? Hov. Shout out to Hov and all that.
Yeah.
I got every album, you know what I'm saying? Listen, big fan, bro, but I'm going to take that $500K.
Yes.
Going back to bet on yourself, I got a lot of ideas, man, you know what I'm saying?
Come on now.
I got a lot of creativity in me, a lot of ideas, a lot of ambition, a lot of everything, you know what I'm saying? I feel like you give me $500K, Hov, I'm going to see you in a minute, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It just is what it is.
Big facts.
Maybe your belief in yourself may not be what mine is in myself and my ideas, but. Give me the $500K. I mean, let me figure out a way to flip this and get right.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes. Give me the money, please. Like, I don't need dinner with not a man, not a human being on this earth. Give me the $500K. They can say, you got dinner with Jesus. He on the main line. He's on the main line. I already tell him what I want. I got a relationship with God. I'm going to meet you eventually there, my G. I need this bread right now. Yes, Like, bro, I'm talking to you right now. Like, come on. Like, give me the $500K.
Bro, I used to pray for times like this, to shine like this.
You know what I'm saying? Give me come on, man. Like, what do we, and then did that mean he returned? If we done anyways.
Right.
I guess it really is obsolete. But give me the $500K. Yeah. If you chose a woman who can easily, there's nothing promised to you. Mm-hmm. Then you're bugging.
Right.
Then you're bugging. In which you could go deeper into the concept, you know what I mean? Just behind that. Like, get after it. Bet on yourself before trying to bet on something that you know is going to be temporary, especially if it's a situationship, a relationship, somebody you think is holding you back. You don't think it's going to get anywhere. It's not going to. No. It's not worth your effort, your resources that you currently have. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Chasing after something that you know it ain't going to stand the test of time. Just stick with what's guaranteed and what you know that you could flip or you could work with. You know what I'm saying?
I'll tell you this, too, though. My fault.
No, you're good.
I mean, a lot of these questions are like, you know, playful, sometimes even trivial, you know what I'm saying? Hypothetical. We all get it. But what I will say is too though, like sometimes the answers people give to these type of questions sometimes can tell you a lot about the person.
Indeed.
Can tell you a lot about their frame of mind, what they think of themselves, you know, what they think of, you know, just certain situations in life as well. You know what I'm saying? Because like we just said, you know, we'll choose the 500. You know what I'm saying? But even when you like dig deeper, and that's why I encourage people too, man, sometimes you got to just go beyond the surface level, right? Dig a little deeper sometimes when you're talking to people and they answer certain questions or you just have a general conversation. They don't got to be like an interrogation, you know what I'm saying? But you just have the conversation and people say certain things because, you know, the mindset of like I gave, even people answer the Jay-Z question. Some people be like, I'm going to take the Jay-Z dinner because, yo, nah, it's a billionaire. He going to give you mad game. Ah, he going to give you game, but you going to go out in the world and do what from there? Like, what are you going to do with the game? Like, you're not even equipped to do nothing with the game, fam. If I already have 500K, I'll take the dinner with Jay-Z. Because now I have 500. Because now when he give me the game, I can take my 500K and make something happen.
Right.
It's like with lint in my pocket, it's like, all right, fam, I got all the knowledge now. And like... What the fuck is supposed to happen from here, man? So it's like, yo, people frame of mind just like sometimes be wild. It's like, yo, are you really thinking this through, fam? Are you just mesmerized by the glow? Like, come on, fam. You gotta relax.
I would be if I chose dinner with Jay-Z over the 500K, thinking he gonna give me bread, every time he made a joke. He wanted to go off topic. I'll be mad as hell, man. We wasted time, man. We wasted time. I need more game. Like, I don't, respectfully, I don't care how Blue Ivy though. I'm like, give me more game. Give me more game. You know
what I'm saying? Probably like, going to be telling you a bunch of BS anyway, because it's like, already your mindset is off. Like, fam, you a fool for sitting here instead of taking a five. You ain't even got what it take, fam, so I'm going to just sit here and waste your time. You know what I mean?
Your judgment is off.
Yeah, like, you wildin', fam. You know what I'm saying? He go a collector set.
My man said, I wouldn't even have dinner with myself for 500K. You give me 500K, I'll skip a meal. You feel what I'm saying? Like, what are we talking about? It's crazy behavior.
Oh, snap.
Hey, man, some of y'all bugging, man. Stop bugging, all right? Yo, King's Corner, man. Hey, man, we be back, man. We need a refill off of that one. Yeah, y'all, while we take this break, I'm going to need y'all to go ahead and subscribe to Peace King Pod on YouTube.
I don't know why. Man, we be back.
Man, we be back. Like the most. I'm mad at the cast that chose that we choosing the dinner. Yeah, like, it was dumb.
That's what it was. It was the level of disgust. Yeah, that had me crying. It was truly disgusted. I get it though, as you should be, because it's foolish.
It's foolish, we gotta do better. Foolish. No Ashanti. Okay. Sheesh. What else we got, man? I do got. We refilling, but no, y'all already know what time it is, man. We're gonna be back the second half. Y'all already know what it is. We're gonna turn it up. Don't go nowhere. Make sure, hey, stay hungry, cloth. Renaissance. TreMaurice.com. Yo, check the book, 100 quotes derived from life lessons. Got the ebook, and of course, it's available on Amazon. Mm-hmm. Man, we doing big things out here in these streets. We at least trying. The Peace Kingdom is growing.
Absolutely. And I will say this too, just because you brought up Stanley Cloth, and I mentioned it earlier too. You know, a lot of people asking sizes and asking for this and asking for that. Listen, y'all, it's a lot going on behind the scenes. I'm cooking. You just got to be patient with me.
Yeah.
It's a lot going on. And when it actually happens, it comes to fruition, y'all going to get it. But for right now, be patient, work with me, and just support whenever you can, however you can. And I'm thankful for that, man.
Hell yeah. Come on, man. We in the game, coach. It's your boy, Tremont Reese.
Hungry HD.
We be back after the break.
Yeah.
You are now tuned in to the Peace King Podcast.
Listen. Delve into a remarkable collection of 100 thought-provoking quotes in this book. Each one a reflection of life brimming with diverse experiences. Dontrell Ford's journey, marked by the profound chapters of marriage, the trials of divorce, and the joys of parenting both a biological son and a cherished bonus daughter, has provided the fertile ground for these words of wisdom. As you explore the pages, you'll find that these quotes are more than just words. They are an invaluable life lessons born from the crucible of real experiences. Dontrell's belief that he is an amalgamation of the places he's explored, the people he's encountered, and the experiences he has embraced infuses each quote with depth and authenticity. This book is your gateway to a journey of reflection, growth, and inspiration, where you'll uncover timeless insights that resonate with the very essence of your own life's voyage.
Stay hungry, because name one person at the top who hasn't. Our designs are catered toward the ambitious, created to inspire those who strive to maximize their potential in everything they do. We make pieces simple enough to be worn with a number of outfit options, but flashy enough to still turn heads and make a statement. At Stay Hungry Cloth, you can expect high-quality materials made to live through many wears and proper wash cycles, with a fit that is fashionable but comfortable. Most of our styles are unisex, but we also have pieces just for you ladies. No matter if you are a sneakerhead, fitness addict who likes to be fly, or someone who just loves a dope t-shirt with a message, we got you covered. Members of the Peace Kingdom, we have an exclusive offer just for you. Visit stayhungrycloth.com and enjoy 15% off your first order with the code PKP15 used at checkout. That's PKP15 for 15% off your first order at stayhungrycloth.com. Stay Hungry Cloth. Ambition is a lifestyle.
You are now tuned in to the Peace King Podcast.
Welcome back.
Come on, man.
Hopefully you subscribe to at Peace King Pod.
Do
on
that.
YouTube. Follow at Peace King Pod on the gram.
Yes, sir.
Follow at The Hungry HD. Follow at
@Trell_Maurice.
Absolutely. And we in the game.
Come on, man. Hey, hopefully y'all refilled your glasses, okay? Yeah. Hopefully you're feeling ready and hyped for this next segment here, for the next topics, all right? Y'all know we ain't gonna leave y'all hanging. We're going to come with it. Now, we talked about sports earlier with boxing or whatnot.
Yes.
Betting on yourself.
Yes.
Betting on your partner, too. So when they climbing up and they getting their prospect. You know, we got the NIL deals now. These college athletes are actually making bread. They're making money. It ain't the same as just like you picking any old shorty order to be your girlfriend anymore. Because now she don't know. It used to be like, she's trying to get her because she know he going to make it to the league. Now it could be like, she's trying to get with her because she's currently a millionaire.
Right.
In college.
Right.
So you really got to be careful with who you dating, who you linking up with and stuff like that. So, but with that, I saw this video. I want to play it here. Obviously, y'all in watch land right now, I won't be able to see it, but y'all can hear it. He's giving his take because NFL draft just happened. And I think that with that, you see the players with their families and friends, loved ones, and then you may see some girlfriends, right?
Right.
And you know, 75% of the league, the NFL and the NBA, I believe over 75% is predominantly black males, African Americans.
Yeah.
But it'd be a trend where you see them with the white girlfriend.
Yeah.
So this video talks about black D1 athletes and their take on why they're with a white woman. All right. So let's take a listen. Now, this is coming from a person who has just been in talks with these D1 black athletes.
Okay.
All these black.
All right. Hold on. There we go.
That is friends with a lot of D1 football players and D1 basketball players. I'm going to tell you because they have told me. Whoa. Before I get into this, I want to make it clear. I'm only into black women. I'm just telling you what they have told me. My man said, bro, how many white women have you seen do the Meg Thee Stallion challenge? And he said, excluding the ones that think they're two shades away from being Lotto. I said, probably only one. He said, okay. Y'all, five of my guys that play on Division 1 Power 5 football teams and they start, they were like, goody, you know the type of NIL deals we got. One of my man said, bro, I was messing with this black girl. She heard about the deal I got and started to request money, Apple Pays and Cash Apps, for her hair and nails. I said, oh shit. My other friends were saying, bro, I would try to take her out to Chipotle, Cava, this and this and that. She would get mad talking about, why aren't we going to steakhouses? You're good for it. I said, oh, shit. They were like, bro, the white women, they're down to go and get a cup of coffee, go and get some fucking ice cream. My friends were like, bro, the white women we're dating, they pay for a lot of our stuff. I said, what do you mean? They said, bro, they know that we're making some money, but while we're at practice or we're at camp, they got us our favorite kava bowl, double chicken, right? Waiting for them to come out of practice. My friends are telling me these girls are getting their group projects done, getting their essays done, online tests done, on time. I said, wait, what? I said, bro, what about maintenance? There's no way y'all not paying for her hair, nails, bags, her lifestyle. He said, bro, first of all, my girl will get her own Starbucks and even get me one, but if I want to be nice, I'll get her something, you know, from Starbucks. And they were like, hair and nails? They don't even care about the nails, really, you know? And if they do it, they do it themselves. Sometimes I pitch in. And I was like, all right, what about hair? They were like, bro, she's white. She just brushes it. We're flat out here. She's not special. One of my men said this. He just got drafted. He said, bro, I was dating a black girl. Now I'm dating a white girl. And I'm about to marry her. He said, the difference between the black girl and the white girl, the biggest difference is the white girl knows when to shut the fuck up. I said, God damn. Listen, this is what they told me. Do with the information as you please. If it takes me 10 to 15 years to find a black woman that's compatible with me, that's what I'm going to do. But this is what they told me. So stop being surprised.
A lot to unpackage there.
That's a lot. That is a lot.
No digs, man.
Ah, man.
Where do we start with that one?
First of all, let me start by saying I love black women.
Come on now. I love my sisters. Am I Latinx?
I have never dated or even considered seriously dating. No offense, my Caucasian people.
Yeah.
My Caucasian brethren and sisters. A white woman in my life, and I just can't see myself marrying one.
Me
but
I love y'all.
That being said, yeah, it's all love. It's all love. That being said, it's a lot there, man. Like, so I think a lot of it, though, because here's the problem, though. Here is the problem. Just from playing that clip, and then even from us talking, I can already see. See the future, like I got a crystal ball, man. Call me now for your free tarot reading.
You know what I'm
saying? Call me even Mr. Cleo. You know what I'm saying? I see, see the future.
Part of my
women, women are gonna be in an uproar a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of it is just before you get an uproar, understand that maybe a lot of it could just be tied into your lack of having. You know what I'm saying? Which is what a lot of our culture projects, right? And resonates with our culture. But a lot of the decisions we make, a lot of the things that we get ourselves into as we grow through, you know, young adulthood to adulthood, and the mistakes we make comes from a lack of, right? And comes from a place of being deprived. And so when you finally do get a little something, you go overboard and start trying to, you know, what's the, I don't know why I'm losing the phrase right now. Keep up with the Joneses.
Yeah.
Right? Overextending yourself, living beyond your means. And the reason why I bring that up is because when he brought up the point about, oh, you got to get my hair and nails done now, or requesting steakhouses, when as opposed with the white girls they was cool with, like just having kava or having coffee.
Right.
Let's think about it. Not all, because I understand, don't get it twisted, I understand not all white people grow up like, privileged or, you know, just doing better, right? You know, doing well off financially.
Affluent.
Right, affluent. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that. But at the same time, if you grow up a certain way and you are used to, right, having options and you are used to having a certain thing, and that's not really a big deal, right? Like, it's not a big deal. So when you get older, it's nothing, right? Like, I can have just Cabo. I can have this. Uh-huh. And also, I think that a lot of times they're taught the value of money, understand money a lot better than our society and culture does.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't put as much weight on those type of things.
Facts.
So I think that's where it gets tainted and misconstrued. And I don't want to go on too long because I want to let you go. And we will ping pong it. But that's what it is. And because a lot of times we just caught up in the culture aspect of it. And like, oh, you go get a white girl. Understand the layers to it. Understand what's beyond that and what's behind that. So that maybe we could do a little bit of correcting there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And take to some things and understand what it's rooted in.
Right. Yeah, man. I think the care for the person mm-hmm. and the willingness to do for them is what be winning them over. When he was like, yo, they'll do my homework and make sure the stuff is on time, showing up after my practice with food, like service. All that is service. Mm-hmm. They're serving. Point. You know, I'm not saying sisters are incapable of that.
Right, exactly.
Very capable.
Yeah.
This is what they're seeing. Now, granted, they're going to D1 schools, I'm sure, you know, at these schools that they're going to. It may just be the surroundings. It may be just overwhelmingly, it may be access. Maybe these, you know, the white ladies there or white young ladies there just have more access to these football players,
mm-hmm.
these basketball yeah. players, than a bunch of sisters or whatever. They might have to go out of their way to go to them. And then, to your point, the black girls that they do end up with, maybe they're like, hold on, you got this name, image, and likeness, or NIL, like you said in the video, the NIL deal, and you got bread. Like, you should be treating me, you know, to the finest things. And it's like, sweetie Dean, you never been a Mr. Childs, you never been a Fogo the Child, you never been a like STK or Roof's Chris or whatever, Martin G's.
Del Frisco's.
Like, okay, and making these demands because they feel mm-hmm. like you got the bread to do it, rather than just playing the long game. If you want to, it is what it is. Play the long game. These girls, they know. They know about investing. I can see that this stock is going to rise, so right. I'm going to invest now.
And that's the other aspect of it. It's twofold, right? So one thing is, a lot of times, ladies, right? Like, don't blame the athletes, because here's one part of it. As a black woman, and black women are more accredited, right? When we talk about higher learning and things, than black men, right? Like, and at a higher rate, right? So black women obviously go to school. They obviously get degrees, several degrees, and do their thing. But let's think about maybe the school that you go to. Maybe you don't go to a PWI. And I'm not saying you should, but I'm just painting a picture for you. You don't go to a PWI. You go to SBCU. So these athletes go to PWIs, though. All of the D1 schools are PWIs. It is what it is. So that there's the access point that you was talking to. So you're not going to have the same access if you go to, right, Howard, so on and so forth, because mm-hmm. the athletic program is not on as high of a level. So you're not being exposed to them. That's number one,
mm-hmm.
just by default. Number two, like you said, I don't want to make it seem like I'm sitting up here saying that white women aren't necessarily hunting the bag, or might not put themselves in the same position that we would say that a black woman would, or marry for the bread, or, oh, and then she's going to take half his money, because white women could do that too. The difference is what you said. They playing a long game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So even if you scheme, I don't condone scheming, but even if you're scheming out here, it's a smarter way to go about it, right? Uh-huh. Like, instead of asking for Ruth's Chris and Del Frisco's and all that up right now, play that long game. You exactly. know what I'm saying? Put yourself in a position so that when it all comes down to it, if things do fall apart, at least I'm well secure and I'm set up. The other part of it too is financial literacy, right? A lot of times they are way more financial literate than we are, unfortunately. It just yeah. is what it is. So if they're being given jewels and game and taught certain things, and you could guarantee that their family is telling them, you know what I'm saying, and schooling them to the game when it comes to the type of man they should be with, right? Regardless of color or whatever it is, it's like being financially stable, having certain things going on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And even offering certain outlets, right? Like, you probably can't say, well, my dad knows a guy that can do this or help you invest in that. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, right, which right. as they probably can. And I'm not saying that's not your fault, but I'm just trying to paint the picture for you again so you can see certain perspectives of how this can happen and where mm-hmm. it happens.
Yeah, big facts, man. And, yo, mutual friends. That's an easy way to meet people.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're on a predominantly white institution, the PWI, like you were saying, and their teammates, they're at a frat party or something, mm-hmm. and a bunch of girls come through,
mm-hmm.
and he introduced. I mean, like, come on. So yeah, I can see how it's easy. is access. I can see the support. I can see that, like, yeah, their demands are not high because right. they may have been privileged.
Right.
No lie. It reminds me of some of them videos where they get, I saw, like, these, like, two young white kids or whatnot. They're a couple, and they have them pull up, like, their bank accounts.
The young college dude
is like, he got like $800 or something like that. She got like $80,000. He's like, what? I've been paying for all of this stuff this whole time. She ain't spending the bread.
Yeah. Remember that? I seen that.
You know what I mean? Like, and then especially if they coming from rich, like, yo, they ain't paying nothing. They got bread sometimes. You know what I mean? And then it reminds me of the video where you see the kids lined up. It's like a summer camp. And they like, yo, if you grew up with both parents, here, if you're college pay for it, here. Then you got, like, some of these white kids, they're starting out life at the 50-yard line.
Right.
Versus some of us still at the goal line.
Right.
To include our sisters out there.
Right.
So, like, some of this is out of the control as far as their normal behavior when it comes about money.
Mm-hmm.
Spending money on my hair, spending money on my nails, taking me to expensive places because you got money now. I'm used to money. That's not even a thing. How can I help you?
Right.
And that's a thing that we got to shift in our culture because I want to see more of us with the black and the browns.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? When we're winning, because that's easy. We could do that. The men, we could do that for the ladies. How can I help you be a better version of you? Yeah, you know I mean, and then ladies, be of service. How can you help the men? And in that one, that just is what it is. The dude's going to be the breadwinner if he's clearly a shining star or whatnot, more times than not. And you just got to show how you can help.
Absolutely.
Are you willing to meal prep for that man?
Yeah.
Can you do that? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nah, it's that's what you got to consider. That's the piece right there, like you just said. It's a give and take with it all. And what are you truly willing to do and give to get where you want to be, right? Like, especially when you talk about in our culture, because there's a greater level of sacrifice that has to be considered. You know what I mean? Like, if we're talking about strictly dating within our culture, then cool. Pretty much things are on even ground. And if you are somebody that has figured things out and has had some success or even some luck along the way mixed with the hard work and all those things, then absolutely you're going to stand above the rest of them all head and shoulders. But then when you open the market up to every culture, now if you're going to date outside the culture, you are most certainly working at a disadvantage, right? It is what it is. As a black woman, you are at a disadvantage when it comes to most other cultures. As a black man, you are at a disadvantage when it comes to most other cultures. So if you're going to date outside your race, it is what it is. And you don't, you could feel how you want to feel. You could be mad, be upset. It is what it is. So if you want to date within your culture, now you have to say, and I know, just like much of everything else that comes with our lives, right, and our life's experience, it's unfair. I get it. You know what I'm saying? But that's been since the beginning of the time. At this point, it is what it is. You got to accept it, deal with it, and then you try our best to change it, but just move forward, right? So if we are going to stay within our community and we do want to build our community up, and I feel like we do need more successful black marriages, which again, like we said on this podcast too, and I just want to put this out there so it doesn't get lost. And that's isolated when it comes to athletes and stuff like that. But as a whole, when it comes to successful black men, 85% of successful black men who make over 100K are married to black women. Just so I can throw that stat out for you one more time before y'all start running off with your nonsense.
Yeah.
But when you do want to build our communities up and grow, you got to take that into consideration. What type of sacrifice do I have to make? You know what I'm saying? If I want to have the soft girl life, then I might have to meal prep. I might have to show up to the practice with the Kava or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is what it is. And as a black man, you got to consider the same things, right? Like, how do I build a family? How do I really steward this the right way? You know what I'm saying? To make the right decisions. And that's the only way we're going to really get to the place that we really want to be. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Nah, well said there, my G. Come on, man. We need to get some more. Yeah. And then ultimately, you know, in this thing, I was on live recently and I was talking about my preference.
Okay.
Somebody asked a question like what my preference was. Yeah. I mentioned the preference, and this one lady just was just upset. It might be number five of the book. Y'all heard me say it. Like what you like and don't apologize for. Like, yeah. Yo, if you got your preference, you can have your preference.
Have your preference.
If that dude, let's just say, no excuses, what we just mentioned, and he just likes white women. Hey, man, that's your preference.
Absolutely.
Like what you like. But I think that just talking about preferences, I think that if your preference is outlandish and it hasn't been working for you for umpteen years, you might want to adjust your preferences,
mm-hmm.
you know, to be a bit more realistic. And yeah, you just might want to do that. But there's nothing wrong with having a preference. What are your thoughts?
Nah, it's not wrong at all, but I kind of want to hear what happened live a little bit. I wasn't on that live, so I missed this one. So
Bad. Somebody in the comments asked me what my preference was, and I told them, like, yo, I like sisters, I like Latinas. I prefer them to be between, like, 5 feet, 5'4". Mm-hmm. I like, if they 5'5 or 5'6", that fine, too. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And be mentally, you know, sharp,
mm-hmm.
emotionally intelligent, physically fit. You know, yeah. And this woman, I didn't even say age or anything, but one woman, she came on, and because I said black and Latina, she was upset. See, black men always want them to be like mates with something or whatever, whatever, and blah, 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 blah. I was like, dang, like, I can't have my preference. I said, like, and you know, the last two women that I seriously dated, you know, were black women. You know what I'm saying? Now, I will date, well, I guess, two. I would date a Latina woman
mm-hmm.
in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my ex-wife, she's Puerto Rican. So I put them all on the same playing field. And I'm not saying all y'all are the same. It's just that for my preferences,
right.
I like what I like.
Right.
And I don't apologize for
absolutely
it.
Absolutely not.
So it is what it is. You know what I mean? Suavemente. Besame.
Listen, I'm about to get my
weirda.
Romeo Santo. And,
you know what I'm saying?
Aventura. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the obsession. You listen. Know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, that's that shit. Yeah, yeah. Listen, I don't, you know, again, bring back to my point I made earlier. Some things tell you a lot about people. Certain people have certain complexes, man. You know what I'm saying? Inferiority complexes and all kind of things going on. And they telling themselves, right? And it's just like, be confident in the black woman that you are. Like, love your blackness. Walk in that black girl magic, baby.
Come on,
man. And let everybody bask in that ambiance, man. Whoever don't like it, they don't like it. Whoever like it, they gonna love it. And it is what it is. But, you know, making a big deal out of somebody's preferences is crazy. I don't understand why people do that, which is funny because I seen, which we didn't even talk about this, but we all know, like, the Drake and K-Dot beef and going on, whatever. So one of the posts, I don't know if you've seen it, but this lady was responding to Kendrick joint when it first dropped, and he was saying how you taking these shots at Drake, but your girl, your wife is actually half white, half black, and blah, blah, blah. But you claim to love dark-skinned women. And I was like, wait, hold on. So, like, in order to prove that I love dark-skinned women, I have to marry one? Like, I can't love dark-skinned women but not marry a dark-skinned woman? Like, I love lasagna. I don't eat this shit every day. I love Nikes. You know what I'm saying? I have Nike sneakers from every brand in the world. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, I don't like, why does that have to be a thing? I love black women in general. I love black women of all complexions.
Yeah.
I don't know what complexion I might actually marry one day. I have no idea. Do I have a preference in complexion? Do I have one I like more than others? Yeah, but it's like, I love black women in general. So like anything outside of that, does that automatically make me the enemy? Like black women, I feel like, and I'm not all black women, but the black women that move like this and talk like this, I gotta stop. Like you gotta relax, you know what I'm saying? All you do is create division between us, and that's not what we need, like at the end of the day. I can love you, but not choose you. I don't have to choose you in order to love you. Like, that's just crazy to me.
Right.
And I don't know how we come to that place and how we move with that type of narrative. And then you see people in the comments, like, of course, you know what I'm saying, being cheerleaders. It's just, a lot of people were shooting her down, but some people were just being cheerleaders. And it's like, y'all's frame of mind is bugged out there.
Right.
I don't understand this. You know what I'm saying?
Wild behavior, my G. Wild behavior. Wow, baby.
And it's not wrong with having a preference, though. Like, because I think I even said that. I think I made a comment like, yo, he said he loves black women. You know what I'm saying? Like, he loves dark-skinned women, right? That he didn't say that was his preference or standard for the woman that he wanted to marry. So it was like, you know, it's just a difference. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right,
like,
right.
Your preference is your preference. Your love for the people is your love for the people. Not to mention the fact that he's known his women since, I think, like, high school or junior high. So it was like, you know what I mean? It's more, way more layers to it than we can even speak on. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Nah, big facts, bro. Big facts. Hey, man. Yo, like what you like.
Don't
have
apologize.
Your preference. Yeah. Don't apologize.
Listen,
for
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Hey,
you know
man.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, the brothers can't. But now, like, here's even with that, you can be like, yo, I like big butts, but then the shorty you with got no cheeks.
Facts. That's happened.
Like, yo, but I like her though. Right. Just because I like that doesn't mean that I have to be with that.
Right.
I like this woman as a whole.
Yes, absolutely.
She's more than a woman is more than just the cheeks.
Right. A woman is more than her cheeks. A woman is more than her complexion.
She's her vagina too. I'm joking. I love all y'all. Like, I love your brain first. Well, the way you think. You know
I'm glad
saying?
You cleared that up because I'm about to say, which brain are we
talking
about?
Yeah, exactly. The way you think. You know it's all jokes, y'all. All jokes. Y'all know I love y'all. Man, that was going to be something else, but I totally forgot now. But either way, hey, man, we rolling, we rocking. We need y'all to step up on the Speak Your Peace. Y'all done heard them say this on a few episodes
I'm
now.
I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm sorry.
And that's a favored portion.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a favorite portion.
Yeah.
Do we got any Speak Your Pieces in the studio audience? Nothing heard. All right. It's been another great episode.
Absolutely.
Of the Pete's King Podcast.
Yes.
Make sure y'all subscribe. Matter of fact, rewind and go watch some commercials that we showed y'all at the break. Why not? And then share all of our stuff. I need to see more of our reels and stuff in people's stories. You know what I mean? And tag us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like sharing is caring, all right? If y'all mess with Peace King Podcast, y'all want to be Peace Kingdom, go ahead and share our stuff. It's free. It don't cost you anything.
That's a fact. And I'll say this too. You know, the weather's breaking. It's starting to feel nice outside. A little delightful, if you will. You know what I'm saying? We are working on two separate events. In-person, live podcast experiences.
Absolutely.
All right? Both right now, as it stands, are going to take place in the DMV area. So I'm just letting y'all know right now so you get a little heads up. So you know if you got to make travel arrangements, do what you got to do. You know, throw that on the schedule. It's going to be in the summer. We ain't announced dates yet because we're still working on it.
Indeed.
But right around the corner pretty soon, we're going to be announcing that stuff. And one is more limited than other as far as the seating. You know what I mean? But you know, we got two coming for y'all. Hopefully we get everybody to pull up, get a good turnout. And we can't wait to do it, man.
Can't wait. Y'all know I mess with y'all. Love meeting the people that we meet in the social sphere in person. Three dimensions, Trump's two dimensions all day.
Yeah, a lot of great.
All right. Word. Hey, man, another dope one, my
another
G.
Another one.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all another know what to one. Do, man. It's your boy, Trey Maurice.
Hungry HD.
Yeah, we out here.
Yeah.
You are now tuned in to the Peace King Podcast. Listen.